Welcome to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko, the show that brings you man-on-the-street interviews, celebrity guests, groundbreaking research, and heartwarming stories about the reasons we smile. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Kvitko, and thank you for joining me today.
The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the great shows that previously aired, log on to thereasonswesmile.com or iTunes, keyword Dr. Kvitko or The Reasons We Smile. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko. Call 459-9769 to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to The Reasons We Smile. I'm Dr. Kvitko. This is episode number 466. It's going to be a great day, even though it's a little bit cold. I think if you can, you can still find some positives. Anyway, today's show is part two. Now, you might remember if you were listening last week, we brought you a show entitled A Day in the Week. And it turned out that I only had time for a day. I'm sorry, it was called A Week in the Life, and I only had time for a day in the life. So this time we're going to do A Day in the Life Part 2. And what it is I'm going to kind of give you a little bit of insight into the kind of things that I run into and the procedures that I wind up doing in any given week, or in this case, day. And I had a lot of fun with it, and I think it kind of peels back the curtains a little bit. Before we get started, let me remind you, if you'd like to follow me on Twitter, it's at Dr. Kvitko, and if you would please go to my office Facebook page and like us, that would be awesome. All past episodes, complete with video, are available at thereasonswesmile.com, and I would encourage you to go there in your free time. And actually, if you missed the show or you only get to listen to a few minutes of it because you're on your way here or there, you can always sit at your desk and click on it and just let it play while you do your typing and your emailing and your all of that stuff you do. Okay? So anyway, like I said, today is a show called A Day in the Life Part 2, and let's get started. All right. So last week we left off, we covered Monday, a Monday and a sample week. And so now we are on Tuesday. All right. So, and I've changed the names of all of the patients. And so there is no HIPAA going on here. But let me just start with the first patient we saw in the morning. It was a John, and he had flown in from Wisconsin the day before, and he had this toothache. And as it turned out, he needed a root canal and this huge filling. He also needed a crown. And he was coming to Columbus to work at one of the local factories. His company repairs all of the machinery that they use, which is an interesting thing when you think about it. I thought, well, you know, who does fix this stuff? I mean, who fixes the forklift? Who fixes the machine that sends the Coca-Cola bottles down the long, conveyor belt kind of a thing? Who fixes those? And according to this gentleman, John, his company fixes all of that stuff. So it's a pretty neat specialized kind of a field. And I bet you they need a lot of people going into that field. So what we did is we did our root canal, we did our big filling, and he was very nice about it, very gracious and happy to not be in pain anymore. And he had a root canal recently back in Wisconsin. And boy, he's in northern Wisconsin too. He gave me the name of the city and I can't remember it, but it's probably really freaking cold there right now in some of that pink or really deep purple or whatever those colors are on the weather map. All right, so now, while he was there, we had another young man. His name is Jason. He came in. He had a broken ortho retainer. Now, we straightened his teeth about, I think we finished them up about 2 months ago, and must have gotten some food caught in behind the wire and popped it off. And so we had him in, and we just basically rebonded the wire, which is not visible. It's on the back by the tongue, you know. People can't see it, but it holds things in place. Okay, now, we also had a lady come in. I'm changing the names. We'll call her Allie. She was having sensitivity. She said it was to sweets. And we took an x-ray. We didn't really see anything where she was pointing, which was a bottom right. But we took an x-ray of the top right above it, and there's this hugely decayed wisdom tooth. Now, you know, it we immediately thought, well, this must be it, because you can have referred pain from top to bottom anywhere on that side of your head. So you can have a rotten tooth on the top right and make you think it's a rotten tooth on the bottom right and vice versa. But a right side cavity can't make you think you have a left side pain or something like that, okay? So it doesn't cross the midline. But and because they're both in the back, it's like, well, you know, they're not that far apart, maybe an inch or so. But anyway, she said, no, I don't think it's that one. And here's what I did. And honestly, I've never done this before, but I thought, I need to find out, because I'm thinking it's this rotten, blown-out wisdom tooth that needs the attention. And she's pointing to a tooth on the bottom that has literally nothing that appears to be wrong with it. So I went to the kitchen, and I got some sugar. And I dissolved it in a little bit of water, and I dabbed a cotton pellet in it. And I put the sugary cotton pellet in the rotten tooth up above. No response. I took the sugary cotton pellet and I put it on the bottom right molar by the gum line, and she reacted. So sure enough, it was that little, not even something you could see, not wasn't dark, it wasn't brown, wasn't black, it wasn't, there was a little bit of a, what we call cervical abrasion there, and that exposed the dentin, and the sweet sensation was getting into those dentinal tubules and giving her that discomfort. So sure enough, she was right. Not that I doubted her, I just needed to make sure I was working on the right tooth. And so we went ahead and treated the tooth with a small tooth-colored restoration to cover up the dentinal tubules. And then I actually told her, and she agreed, to come back. And we would then do, I think she was going to decide to have the wisdom tooth out. Even though I advised her against it, because she has the bottom wisdom tooth is right there and she chews with it. But I think she was planning to have me take it out. All right. Also, while Allie was there, we had Reese. Reese came in, and she was there for an ortho adjustment. So we're in the process of straightening her teeth. We're not finished. But we have people come every 2 weeks on average, and we check the wire, we check the brackets, see which tooth or teeth need to be moved next and by how much, and we will adjust the way we have our brackets positioned or the way we have the wire positioned in the bracket to create that movement. And so, you know, it was a very simple thing, but anyway, okay. And in the meantime, while this is all going on, my hygienist has a patient in the chair, Nicholas, and Nicholas hadn't been in to see us, was a patient of record, but hadn't been in to see us for about 2.5 years. I think he'd mentioned that, you know, some things in his life had come up, had gotten busy, changed jobs. That means when you change jobs, you've oftentimes changed insurances or sometimes don't have insurance with the new job. Anyway, took him a while to get situated to the point where he realized he'd been remiss in not coming. He said, though, he wasn't having any discomfort, and he just came because he knew he probably should, and didn't really expect us to find anything because everything was fine in his mind. And guess what? We took our x-rays, and they showed that he had 3 decent-sized cavities, not tiny, but decent-sized cavities in his mouth that we then scheduled him to have taken care of. So we, and I talk about this a lot. Remember, the biggest lesson that you can take from me, from these shows, is that there are a couple. One is cavities don't hurt. You will not know you have a cavity until it's too late. Yeah, you've heard friends and maybe yourself, you had an episode where you had a painful tooth. And he says, well, yeah, it does. I had pain. Well, that's only after you needed a root canal or an extraction. If you want to know that you have a cavity before it becomes a big deal like that, and by the way, a more expensive deal like that, you need us to take a look, me, and you need x-rays taken, okay? Don't forego the x-rays just because you think everything is fine. That is not good advice, and you will definitely be missing things, and then you'll be spending more money, and you thought you were saving money on x-rays. And by the way, radiation is not a concern. It just isn't. I mean, when I was in dental school, and actually I taught at the University, Ohio State University College of Dentistry for 20 years, in the radiology department, and back then we were using the older little tiny films that you still put in chemicals, you know, and develop them and or held them up to the light, those little tiny things. And even then, you would get more radiation by traveling by plane from Columbus to L.A. than you would by having your dental full series taken. But now that we use digital and we use those sensors, you're getting 11 times the amount of radiation as a dental full series of x-rays by flying to L.A. on a jet airplane, okay? And if you're not willing to cancel a trip, vacation because of radiation, you shouldn't be canceling having your dental x-rays because of radiation. It's just the way it is. Sorry, folks, but that's just the way it is. It's true. All right, so then we had Angela come in. And Angela, let me just paint a picture. Angela has a lot of tattoos. She has the what they call the sleeves. She has a lot of body piercing. Every x-ray I take has some kind of a stud or something visible. And, by way of disclosure, my daughter-in-law has tattooed sleeves. My son has a couple tattoos and some of the body piercings. Nothing against that. I'm just painting the picture because we did an implant on Angela, probably 2 years ago. And she was telling me that by the crown, she felt like there might be a little swelling or something. So my first thought over the phone was, she has those studs in that pierce her lower lip below the lip, not the lip itself, but that little indentation. It's called the philtrum of the lip there. And I thought, first of all, I wonder if it's one of those, like bumping into the crown or bumping into the gum. And the other thing I thought of is, with all these piercings and stuff, who'd think that the only infection she would get would be around her implant crown? But I talked to her, and she said periodically she does get little infections around these various piercings, especially the ones in her mouth, because let's face it, there's saliva there, there's a lot of bacteria in the mouth, and there's that communication between the inside and the outside. All right, so I think what we're going to do, and as you may know, we always do a Dr. Kvitko's question of the day, and people have a chance to win a prize. You're going to have a chance to win free flowers from DeSantis Florist, but we also have to have you listen to this. So go ahead and listen to this, and then we will do the contest.
This station will not be held liable for any contesting during The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kvitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household. Prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. This station cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kvitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
And now it's time for Dr. Kvitko's question of the day.
All right, and you're going to have a chance to win free flowers from DeSantis Florist. They'll be delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. The question is, which of the following patients or situations did I encounter on the day I am describing? Was it A, a gentleman who had just flown in from Wisconsin who had tooth pain and needed a root canal? B, a patient who had a badly decayed upper right wisdom tooth, but who came in because she had a lower right tooth that was sensitive to sweets? C, a patient who hadn't been to us in over 2.5 years, but whose x-rays showed he had 3 cavities, all of which he was unaware of? Or D, all of the above? All right, and again, the winner's going to receive those free flowers from DeSantis. So, the number to call, 614-459-9769. That's 614-459-9769. So go ahead and call now.
Hi, I'm Keith Carlos, winner of America's Next Top Model and star of Chocolate City 2. Look for my smile on the big screen this summer, courtesy of Dr. Kvitko. Stay tuned to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko, the world's most interesting dentist.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kvitko, general dentist and host of The Reasons We Smile radio and roadshow. Did you know that you no longer need to visit several different dental professionals to get more complete dental care? We handle everything from cleanings and orthodontics to restoration, implants, and smile makeovers, all in my office. And now we have 2 locations. Get the most advanced technology and procedures available today. It's more complete dentistry.
Visit worldsmostinterestingdentist.com for more info about Dr. Kvitko.
Dr. Kvitko!
Hi, I'm Johanna, and I've been a dental patient at Dr. Kvitko & Associates for over 10 years. I would really recommend Dr. Kvitko for your family's dental care. They're friendly. They're always there to help me. I feel like family when I walk in the door. It's clean. It's comfortable. Even if I have to bring my kids, they have a great playroom for them. I know when I'm with Dr. Kvitko, they are taking that extra time to make sure that I'm going to be the healthiest I can be. They've been great. I love them.
Call Dr. Kvitko & Associates today, 614-262-9555.
588.
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Dr. Kvitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He can put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard. All right, we're back. We're doing Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. We have four people on the line. We have Erica, Cindy, Tanya, and John. And we rolled a dice during the break, and we went to line two, which is Cindy. Hey, Cindy, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm well. And I understand you already told my producer that you knew the correct answer, which was all of the above, correct?
Right.
He reminded me that they're all correct answers. A, B, C, and D are all correct because they all are true. I hadn't thought about it that way. But anyway, hey, what do you do for a living, Cindy?
I'm a hairstylist.
Oh, really? Okay. You have your own shop?
No, I work at a retirement home.
Oh, wow. Then you bring smiles to people's face every day, just like me.
I do.
Wow, that's cool. You know what? And I don't want to spend too much time. I'll get behind on the show. But I have this feeling. Tell me if you're right, if you agree. There seems to be the longevity. People that live longer seem to have like a vanity gene. They want to take care of themselves. Would you say that's true?
Absolutely.
Yeah. If you care about the way you look, like the 98-year-old that comes in with the matching purse and the belt and the shoes and the hair's all done. She's 90. You know what? It just seems like vanity is good.
Yes, it is.
All right. Hey, will you stay on the line? I want to get information from you so we can make sure you get those flowers from DeSantis, Thank you very much. Okay. And the other folks, they were Erica, Tanya, and John. Please call back next week. All right. So let me go back to what we're calling a day in the life. That's a day in my life at the dental office. And remember, we were originally trying to do a week in the life, but I realized I couldn't fit it all in one show. And so we're actually doing it a day in the life part two, and we're actually on to just Tuesday of the week that I picked. Okay, so let's see. The next patient on that Tuesday was a woman who, she has two young children. We are straightening her teeth. She had all of her cavities and everything fixed first. We've been working with Lynn for several years now. And finally, the last thing after everything was healthy, which makes sense, she decided she wanted me to straighten her teeth. And I was so happy she did because she's such a pretty woman. And I just knew she was going to be even that much prettier with straight teeth. And so we're getting close to where we're almost done. But in the process of having her teeth crooked, they were hitting funny. And so she was wearing off the edge of one of her front teeth. And it wasn't as obvious when it was turned sideways. But now that it's straight, it was becoming very obvious, and it was starting to honestly affect my ability to tell, do we have this just right, or we have to tweak this a little bit? And so I said, you know, we were always planning on fixing this chip, but I said, let's go ahead and fix this chip now, and it'll help me with my measurements for finishing your case. So that's what we did. And then in the meantime, my hygienist comes over and tells me about a gentleman named Harold, and again, I've changed all of these names, who... She said, you know, he's doing a good job of brushing and flossing, but he has this food trap, this area where food keeps getting in. And when food gets stuck in an area, it causes inflammation, it causes bleeding, it can actually become sore. And so we had to figure out why he had the food trap, and we had to figure out how to fix it. Is that in this case, it turns out he had a food trap because a piece of his filling had chipped right at the edge where it combines with the other tooth, you know, right where the floss would go in between. He was missing a piece of the filling. So that was almost like a little funnel allowing that food to get down in there. And like I explained to Harold, if we didn't do anything about it, if he wanted to be super flossing man or, you know, super brushing guy or whatever, and he could keep it clean, he wouldn't have me do anything. But if he didn't want to do that, if he was just wanted to do normal, just get up and brush and floss, then it would be best for us to go ahead and put a new filling there, which we did. And turns out we were able to sneak him in. I had a little bit of time and he had the time to stay. So we went ahead and did that. And I have what's called an EFTA, an expanded functions dental assistant. And that is someone who is allowed to place fillings after I have prepared the tooth for the filling. And so that's how we can sneak it in. And people like that because, you know, they don't have to find time in their schedule to come back on another day if possible. There are other times when I'll offer to do a little thing like that and the patient says, oh, no, I have to get to, work. I have a meeting. And it's like, well, that's fine. Just thought we'd offer. And they appreciated the offer. And for those people, we will go ahead and reschedule them. Okay. Now, the next patient that I saw on that day was Sam. And Sam is a young lady that we are doing her, we are straightening her teeth as well. And she had some really jacked up teeth. It was it was what you saw when she smiled. And again, a very attractive young lady. And she came to us prior to getting married, but she only came to us about 3 or 4 months before the wedding, I think it was. And it wasn't quite enough. And I told her, I'll do my best to get them as straight as I can before the wedding. And I even promised her to, I'll take them all off for your wedding and your wedding pictures. And then you come back after the honeymoon and we'll put them back on, which is what we did. And she was so appreciative. She even sent us a thank you postcard from the honeymoon. Who does that? I thought that was so special that we were somebody she was thinking about on her honeymoon, that she sent us that card. And so anyway, now it's been a couple months since the wedding and the honeymoon, and she's in, and we are just about finished now. It's coming along super nice. And and you know what? That reminds me. Sam, she can't go back and redo the wedding photos, but the lady before, the one I called Lynn, she was telling me how her and her husband and the two girls, they had a portrait done like last year. And now that she's looking at it and she's looking in the mirror and she sees the difference, she says, you know what, this is going to cost me a little money because I'm going to have to go out and have another picture done. She wants to have a new picture of her new smile with her husband and two daughters. And that's very rewarding. That's very cool. Okay. So now the next patient that we saw was, I have to make sure I've changed the name. We'll go with Tom. Tom had a rotten bicuspid. He was already missing several back teeth, and he also had a couple baby teeth that hadn't been lost, and he's probably 40. So these baby teeth should all be gone, but what happened was is he didn't have his own bicuspids. He was born without them. One of them still looked okay. The other one, it had a big infection around it and is going to have to be lost. And so what we wanted to do, even though he had a rotten tooth, he had a rotten tooth on the top left. It wasn't hurting him right then, but it was definitely rotten, and he knew needed to most likely be removed. Rather than having me do anything that day, he decided that he wants me to do a whole profile, figure out what he's going to need in every spot, and give him all of his options, and then he'll decide. And I think that's actually a good plan if you're not in pain. And so anyway, that's what we did. And by the way, since this is a day in the life and this was a week or two ago, he has since come back in. We've given him all of his options, and I believe he is scheduled. Yeah. Okay. I have plenty more, as you can imagine, but it does look like it's time for me to go to a break. So you're listening to you're listening to Dr. Kvitko, The Reasons We Smile, episode 466, and we'll be right back.
This is Clark Kellogg. Stay tuned for more of Dr. Kvitko.
Estás escuchando con Dr. Kevico aquí en su sesión favorita.
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kvitko, general dentist and host of The Reasons We Smile radio and roadshow. I've been honored to help several famous people get a perfect smile, like Keith Carlos and Dominique Reigert from America's Next Top Model, and Ted the Golden Voice Williams from right here in Columbus. Isn't it time you had a celebrity smile? It costs less than you might think, and most of the time, it can be done in one visit. A new smile can make a world of difference.
Visit worldsmostinterestingdentist.com for more info about Dr. Kvitko.
I'm Grandpa, and I go to Dr. Kvitko, and I still have all my teeth. Real ones. Where's my glasses?
All right, we're back. I'm Dr. Kvitko. This is The Reasons We Smile, number 466th episode. And we are doing A Day in the Life, part two, A Day in My Life, the kinds of things that I run into at the dental office. And the next thing, we had my hygienist, a gentleman named Harvey. He came in for the post-operative check of a severe infection, a tooth that had a severe infection that I checked. I saved, actually. I mean, I'm telling you, this tooth was so infected. I don't think if you put 100 dentists in a room and ask them all if you're going to save this tooth or take it out, if any of them would have said they would save it. But I did. And you know what? I feel like it's always worth trying to save a tooth. Not always. There are times it's split in half. You know, I understand. There are hopeless cases. But I've done this before where with a combination of my laser and donated bone and physically cleaning out infection and granulation tissue, I'm able to save teeth. And, you know, we were designed to have our teeth a lifetime. We weren't supposed to lose them. Just like you were designed to have 10 fingers and 10 toes for your lifetime. You weren't supposed to lose any of them, right? So anyway, it was pretty neat to see. Of course, he was there for cleaning. Also, we had Kay come in. This is a lady that basically she comes every 6 months. She's in her 70s or early 80s, and she's been very good about caring for her teeth. And guess what? She has all of them, which is awesome. She had no decay. She didn't even need x-rays that day because we'd done it recently. Then Kenny. Kenny came in. It was time for x-rays on him. Everything looked cool. We did discuss the fact that he is missing a tooth. He needs an implant on his upper right first bicuspid area. And then the next patient was a woman that has, I think, three children, and she was just there for her routine periodic exam and cleaning, and had no, and she didn't even need x-rays because we did them 6 months ago and had no problems. We also had a woman, or I'm sorry, I'm changing names, so we'll say a man named Carl, who had a space between her two front teeth. She was there for a cosmetic makeover consultation. She is in her early 50s. She is going to be competing in the Arnold, and she wants to have me do this makeover of her smile before the Arnold. Now, the Arnold is coming up in 4 months, so we can do it, but I'm glad she came in with a little bit of time for us to get to what we need to get to. All right, so it looks like we're getting close to where, and by the way, we're still not finished with the day, but it looks like we're getting close to the end of the show, and I did want to mention, different day, but this weekend, me and my entire staff were in a seminar, a continuing education seminar. Every 2 years, we're required to do what's called HIPAA and OSHA training, and we did that, the entire staff, all morning on Friday, and it's something that, you know, when I talk about a day in the life, I don't know if people actually realize we had to close the office so we could go and do this training. What it does is it makes us better. It makes it safer for you when you come. It keeps us in compliance. And yet it's still a requirement that is very costly because the entire staff was getting paid and yet the office was closed. So many business owners listening can relate to that, how expensive that might be. And if that wasn't enough, the very next day, which was yesterday, I spent all day from 7:30 until about 10 till 5 in an all-day CE course where I was receiving refresher information to maintain my intravenous sedation permit. Okay. And again, that makes me a better dentist. It makes it safer to come to my office. It does a better job for you guys. But it also adds to when people, you know, people all over the world come to the U.S. for their medical and dental care if they can. But it's a little more expensive here, and that's why. Because we have to do that sort of thing. We have to make sure that we are on the leading edge and that we are staying current. So I want to thank the folks that taught those courses and thank my staff for coming and sitting through it. And then thank my wife for putting up with me being gone essentially the entire weekend. This will be the first time I'll see her when I get off the air. All right, so that looks like that's all the time we have. Be sure to tune in next week. Don't forget to go to thereasonswesmile.com and grab those videos, okay? And that's it. So be sure to tune in next week and every week right here on your favorite station. Goodbye.
This is Carly Red from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the hit show on VH1, urging you to tune in next week with my dentist, Dr. Kavitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to thereasonswesmile.com to access full episodes of Dr. Kavitko's show.
If you'd like Dr. Kavitko, the world's most interesting dentist, to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588, or send an email to speaking@thereasonswesmile.com.